All right. Welcome back to Coffee and Confidence Conversations. I am your host, Dominique Alexis. Let's jumpstart your Monday with holistic stimulation to promote effectiveness and all that you are required to sweat over. I ask that you open your heart and open your mind so that you can receive what's about to be poured into you. Today's episode is titled Confidence Plus Christ. This is the foundation of who we are, and it is the foundation of what we are called to do in the kingdom. So let's lay the foundation correctly and just talk about why confidence is necessary in the kingdom. So first, let's define what is confidence according to the dictionary. So according to Merriam-Webster, confidence is a noun and is defined as a feeling or consciousness of one's powers or of reliance on one's circumstances, faith, or belief that one will act in a right, proper, or effective manner. It is the quality or state of being certain. It is a relation of trust or intimacy. There goes that word, intimacy. It is a communication made in confidence or secret. Confidence is also an adjective. It means full of conviction or being certain. It means having or showing assurance and self-reliance. It means absolute, trustful, and confiding. So that is the dictionary. The Bible defines confidence as trust, reliance, and assurance. The word confidence is mentioned 168 times in the Bible within 12 different translations. So why should we have confidence in God? And why should this be the foundation of who we are? Well, I mean, bingo. God created you. And the next two scriptures that I'm going to read is going to let you know, hey, Jeremiah 1 and 5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. Psalm 139, 13 through 16. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. I mean, I'm just saying, you should have complete and total confidence in God, because according to these scriptures, he knew exactly the perfect ingredients that he would formulate together to develop you way before you were even formed in your mother's womb. So you can be completely confident that because he created you, because he took all of this time to masterfully formulate who you are, you can trust that not only does he have you, but he has in him the palm of his hand what he has called you to do. Now let's talk about why we should have confidence in people. Relationships are a form of currency, and currency is meant to move. Without movement, I mean, we can't go anywhere. So his will for our lives and the lives of those attached to our voices and purpose, they won't move either. Each person's purpose has a key to your purpose that makes it complete. That means we all have a piece of the purpose puzzle. And when we come together and when we work together, those that are assigned to us get the full picture, the full puzzle. Every single piece makes sense when we work together. If you decide to stay isolated, then your piece of the purpose puzzle won't fit in the overall puzzle. Not only will you hinder yourself, but you will hinder those that are called to you. So if you have ultimate trust in the one that created you, if you are completely reliant on the one that created you, then you can be confident that he is going to draw connections to you. That way we all can function as iron to each other, and we can sharpen each other. And when we are sharpening each other, and when we are stepping up by being obedient in those things that we're called to do, that's how we create that beautiful purpose puzzle that we all get to glean from, and that the people that's called to us get to glean from. So that's why we should have confidence in God. Because he created us, and because he has already chosen those connections for us at each stage within our journey, so that we can continue to move. Because we are currency, and we need other people so that our currency can move. Let's talk about two relationships in the Bible that speaks specifically about this currency and about these purpose puzzle pieces. David and Jonathan's relationship. 1 Samuel 18:3. Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as his own soul. David and Jonathan's relationship is an example for us all to follow. When Saul, who is Jonathan's father, wanted David killed because he was jealous of David, David did the right thing by informing his friend of what was going on, and that saved his friend's life. The reason this friendship is so important, because if Jonathan had decided to side with his blood, with his father, who he knew was wrong, that could have altered the lineage of Jesus. Now, I'm not saying that we can alter God's plans, but what I am saying is we can delay him. But Jonathan did the right thing. And this is one of the relationships, to me, in my opinion, that is a great form of currency that we in the kingdom should model as we are pursuing purpose. The second relationship is Naomi and Ruth. Ruth 1:16, entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. If Ruth hadn't been adamant about following Naomi, Ruth wouldn't have been able to glean in Boaz's field, and Ruth wouldn't have been able to take instructions from Naomi as her midwife. She wouldn't have been continued to be obedient and went down to that threshing floor and expressed to Boaz what she had to express to him. And then he did his part to make sure that he redeemed her. So without that marriage, because their offspring was in the lineage of Jesus, once again, not saying it wouldn't have happened, but it could have possibly delayed it. So in my opinion, this second relationship is something that we all should model. This is an amazing form of currency, because as women, we all have wounds And we all get to function as Naomis for each other. We all get to be each other's midwives. We get to birth things out of each other. And as a root, we get the wisdom that Naomi is giving us. And we become obedient with what Naomi is telling us. And it allows the currency to flow. Because we know what happens whenever we are obedient to what God is instructing us to do. Whether he is telling it to us himself or he is using a vessel. Why should we have confidence in circumstances? We should trust our circumstances because things are never, hear me clear, things are never as they seem. We should never, ever, ever be focused on facts. And facts are what we see with our eyes, what we feel with our feelings, what our emotions tell us. We're human beings, right? So that's normal. And that's easier said than done. But that's not having confidence in God. We should only be focused on truth. And truth is, what did God say? In your time of prayer and meditation, what has he revealed to you? From that revelation, what have you written down in those journals? From any visions or dreams that you're having, what's being said? What are you writing down? And even if you've had someone to prophesy into your life, what have you written down? These are your truths. And when he reveals something, and when he gives you a vision, and when you have a dream, and even when someone prophesies into your life, there are scriptures that are in alignment with those things. So what are the scriptures that are in alignment with what he has revealed to you with the truth? Because that truth is what you are supposed to be confident in. And once again, that is easier said than done. Because let's be real. Walking by faith and not by sight is extremely ghetto. Point blank period. I've tried to find another word to replace ghetto for this faith walk and for walking in obedience and for really having confidence and really being bold and really being courageous as a powerful woman in leadership. But there is just nothing that can replace it. This is ghetto. It's really ghetto. But still, we can't focus on that. We've got to be confident in the one that has called us. Because he knows better than us. It's why he's giving us the instructions. Once again, whether it's him revealing it or he's using another vessel to reveal it to us. We've got to be confident in what he is saying. Confidence is a superpower, y'all. And the moment we can tap into that confidence as that superpower, we would absolutely be more open and more receptive to trusting in truth versus facts. Those facts really be facts, man. They really do. But you still basically have to ignore those facts and activate your superpower so that you can continue moving. I want to talk about two other scriptures for focusing on truth. And both of them are very popular. They're both very familiar. I'm pretty sure after I say them, you all will already know. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Going right back to that truth. Especially for women. I mentioned that we have wounds. So that means we have internal motherly instincts. Whether you have physically birthed a child or not, you still have a womb. You still are fertile ground. You still are soil. And you still grow things. You still birth things. And so what the enemy will do to women, especially powerful women in leadership, that's chosen for a specific task or a specific task. Because y'all know, if y'all follow me on social media, I speak a lot about being multi-gifted. The enemy will take our nurturing spirit and how we are created, and he will use it against us. He will take our feelings and our emotions and our women's intuition, and he will create some false flags. And because of how we are designed, if we remain in our flesh versus walking in faith and not by sight, it's going to tear us up. We are going to focus on what we're feeling, on what we're seeing, on our emotions. And then we're going to be trying to take breaks and taking time for ourselves, all because we decided to actually walk by sight and not by faith. But hey, that's normal. You don't have to beat yourself up about it. It is perfectly normal to process what you're feeling. As a matter of fact, you're supposed to be doing that. Therapist hat right quick. You're supposed to do that. You're supposed to process heavy feelings. You're supposed to process heavy emotions. However, you must detach from them, because what you don't want to do is you don't want to go down that rabbit hole of facts, because it's going to knock you completely out of alignment. And you don't need that. Your purpose don't need that. The other forms of currency doesn't need that. Your purpose puzzle doesn't need that. Those that's called to your voice, you don't need that either. That's why you got to immediately identify what's happening, process it, feel it, and then detach from it. The second scripture, Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Those visions, those dreams, those words that's prophesied over you, what is revealed to you in your prayer and meditation time. You got to speak those things. You've got to speak that truth. I'm an affirmations person. You've got to create affirmations out of those things, out of those truths. And you've got to repeat those truths multiple times a day. As a matter of fact, that is a weapon. Whenever the enemy comes with your feelings and your emotions and your women's intuition, that's what those affirmations are for. That's what truth is for. To combat the fiery darts that's being thrown at you. Because here's what we know. The enemy won't stop. John 10:10. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's literally all he does. He has nothing else to do. I wish he got him a different type of life, because he is so aggravated. But that's literally all he does. Kill, steal, and destroy. All day, every day. He's never going to stop. So because he's never going to stop, you're responsible for putting tools in place to combat homeboy. And so, like I said, I am an affirmations person. If you want to combat him, one of the most effective ways is creating affirmations outside of scriptures. Yep. Now, why is confidence needed in the kingdom to pursue purpose? I used to always ask in my prayer time, why does it seem like the people in the world just living free and they have no problems? I real life never understood why people in church were the ones struggling. Meanwhile, the ones that's living life, that's, you know, doing their own thing, they just seem so carefree. And listen, y'all, I used to always ask God that question, and he never responded. And so one time he finally responded. In 2020, he responded. And I've been asking that question since undergrad. I graduated from high school in 2004. Let me just put that out there. I've been asking Homeboy this question for years before he answered. And y'all know what he said? He said, people in the world have confidence. He said, my people don't. He said, nobody in the kingdom has confidence. It's a very small number of people that have it. And then, y'all, he gave me the charge to build confidence in the kingdom. So that is why I exist. That is one of the mantles that I carry. Confidence. So you don't have to answer the question on your own. You have me to guide you. Once again, confidence is the key. Confidence is necessary. Because it literally is the force that drives you. It awakens you to keep going. I want you to envision yourself as a car. You need two things in order to move that car. You need a key and you need gas. Confidence is the key, but the active healing process is the gas. So going back to when I say, what is the truth? What did he reveal to you? What's in those journals? What scriptures are you meditating on? That's your active healing process. And what plans are you putting in place? That's the active healing process. Now, when you pair that with your key, you as the car, you're in constant motion. And I want you to always keep that in mind. You don't have to force. Because when you're forcing, you're operating from imposter syndrome. You're operating from an enemy. And in all honesty, the enemy is much more destructible than the enemy. Because your inner thoughts will tear you up much more than the enemy that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So sometimes it's not the enemy. Sometimes it's your internal voice. That internal voice sometimes isn't healthy. And that internal voice stems from what occurred in childhood. So from the ages of 1 to 5, your experiences, what you've seen, what you've heard, that shaped your belief system. That shaped your inner voice. That shaped your cognitions. So if you've never truly entered into the active healing stage, and if you are still operating from a faulty cognition and from a faulty inner me, I can only imagine what your self-talk looks like. And so, you know what? That's episode 2. I'm not going to go deeper into that. I'm going to save that for episode 2. The key point that I want you to take away from this is that you are a car. Your confidence is the key. The active healing process is your gas. And that's how you, powerful woman of God, stays in constant motion. You partner those things with boldness and courageousness, you'll be good. Even in the midst of believing facts for a moment. Yep. Building confidence in yourself first is the superpower that aids in your full armor. And that's mentioned in Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. Whenever the enemy are after you, you can put on the full armor of God. And you can combat what is being said and what you feel. And it's effective if you use it correctly. So every day, you should be putting on the full armor of God. Because after you put on the full armor of God, it shifts and alters your day. It shifts and alters your confidence in general. Pursuing purposes, Gabriel, once again. When you finally step out on faith and you get in alignment with what God has called you to do, you get attacked, you get weary, you get frustrated, you get mishandled like it's nobody's business, you get mistreated, people use you, my God, people abuse you, you get denied a lot. You are isolated a lot. You are rejected so much. People even abandon you on your walk. But that is why your key has to be so strong that when these things happen, because they will, you cannot escape that. When you are pursuing purpose, everything that I just mentioned, you can't escape it. When you are in alignment, you will experience everything that I just said. But that's why you build up that key. Because when it happens, of course it's going to shake you. You're a human being. But you're not supposed to hold on to it. You're supposed to understand that it is a part of the process. It's a part of the process. It's supposed to happen. Because that's how you become stronger. That's how you become bolder. And that's how you become more confident too. I'm just saying. So, that concludes episode 1. Your key takeaway is here. You need God. You need yourself. You need connections. And you need to pursue purpose. You are a car. You need your key of confidence. And you need your gas of the acting healing process in order to be in constant motion. That's what you need. It's going to aid you. It's going to build you up. And it's going to be the thing that carries you the lowest of the lowest seasons. Because you don't get to decide how this purpose walk goes. You literally just have to be in alignment. You just have to wake up every day and give God a yes. Even if yesterday you basically were almost taken out. You still have to recover overnight. And you have to wake up the next morning and say yes. You cannot just do that on your own. You need confidence. That is your superpower. That is your key. So I want you to ponder on this episode. You probably have a lot to think about. You probably need to journal as well. I will encourage you to journal. Imagine your journal being your trash can. Imagine your pen being the transmitter that is taking the hurt, the isolation, the rejection, the fear, the worry, the doubt, the stress, the depression. Allow that pen to remove it from your brain and allow it to go into that trash can. And then find a safe space for your journal. Do not keep it in your bedroom. You don't want to take gunk out of your mind and keep the trash in your room. Find a safe space for that journal. That way you're not pondering on what you just wrote about. Put it in your office. Put it in your car. I don't care where you put it. Just don't sleep with the trash can in your room. Please. And also, I wanted to lay the foundation with speaking about confidence plus Christ. And even if you never hear me mention Christ again in this podcast, here is what I want you to know. Just like in the book of Esther, you didn't hear or read God's name mentioned not one time. But you know from chapter 1 through chapter 10, his hand was all over that situation. That's what I want you to know about coffee and confidence conversations. Or just Dominique, Alexis in general. Or Confidence Academy in general. It's just like the book of Esther. I might not ever mention his name, but you can best believe that his hand is all upon everything that I do. His hand is upon me. And I said all of that to say this. This is a safe space. I take pride in creating safe spaces. I take pride in being a midwife and birthing other powerful women. So I want you to come back every week and listen to what I have to say. And I want you to remember something. My tagline for this podcast. Your confidence is where your authority lies. And I want you to ponder on that statement. Because if you didn't catch it when I said it, you're going to catch it later on. And you're reminiscing on what you just heard. Your confidence is where your authority lies. That's where your power is. And the moment you put on your cape, the moment you use your key, it alters your life positively. And that is exactly what is necessary for you to fulfill God's will for your life. And always keep this in mind. No matter what you go through while you're on your path to pursuing purpose, God has His hand on your life and you will never, ever, ever, ever fail. Because you didn't create yourself and you didn't create the purpose that you have. So keep that in mind. Now the next episode will be about confidence plus conscious. Where we're going to talk about the mind and how when you are winning mentally, it's going to translate into every area of your life. I pray that you have an amazing day. I thank you for joining me. It is an honor and a privilege to serve you as a voice. And I will see you guys back next week.